Well, with wonderful listeners out there, we're hoping by the end of this week to be on the ballot in 45 states, which is huge. It's historical. And we're really looking forward to it happening. And that has only happened because people are tired. And they have decided to go out and collect the necessary signatures that we've needed. We just went through a horrendous experience in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, they've challenged every independent party that's tried to get on the ballot. Democrats have to get 2,000 signatures, Republicans 2,000 signatures, and the Greens 40,000 signatures. So if that isn't a statement about the undemocratic process, I don't know what is. So we had folks that were out there morning, noon, and night in weather that was like 103 degrees collecting signatures around the clock. And we did it. And we actually made history in Pennsylvania because they decided not to challenge. Hopefully we'll live in a country someday where we won't be afraid of democracy and where we will change the laws. And we will do like other folks do across the entire world, which is have 7, 8, 12 different political parties. I was talking to folks in Finland and Green Party members that are, across the entire world. And they can't believe that we still have a one-party system here.
How do you respond to critics then who say, you know, with this two-party system, you'll be taking votes away from either President Barack Obama or the Republican nominee, which we presume will be Mitt Romney? What's your response to that?
I have a good friend of mine, Galen Tyler, and he always says, you know, how can you be a spoiler when it's already spoiled? And I think that that's the right way to respond to it, which is, we deserve better in this country, and we shouldn't have a situation where we're going to vote our fear, and instead we need to vote with courage. We shouldn't decide, well, let's go with Obama because he's the less of two evils right now. Certainly the families that have lost their homes to foreclosure, certainly the families that are unable to provide the necessary health care for their family members, the family that was undocumented and watched their son in Kansas die because he couldn't prove that he would have ongoing health care at 14. Folks like this, and there's more of us than there are folks that are feeling like things are okay or that they can just get by. And we're going to go out there and vote with courage and decide that we're going to start this process. We're going to change what's happening in this country.
Sometimes independent candidates only campaign in so-called safe states, where, for example, New York or California, where the Democrat is sure to be elected, or Texas, where the Republican is sure to be elected. That's where the independent candidates try not to be spoilers. But you're in Florida, which is the largest swing state. Why is that?
Well, I think that if you want to talk about the issues like foreclosure, you can't not go to Florida. Florida has some of the highest foreclosure rates in the country. If you want to talk about hunger, you go to Florida. If you want to talk about the growing prison population, go to Florida. If you want to talk about the state that is known for the criminalization of the homeless and the treatment to the poorest of the poor, or if you want to talk about large numbers of homeless veterans, you have to go to Florida. And so we will go wherever we need to go to in order to talk about these issues that are not being talked about in the presidential campaigns.
Finally, where can our listeners go to find more information about your campaign and about the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign?
People should go to Jill Stein for President, or they should go to economichumanrights.org for the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. It's when you take a social movement and you take a third party and you combine them together, can we really decide to make changes in this country? And that's what needs to be done.